fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Wednesday, the 16th of November. Prepper tip of the day. Well, it will be 2017 in about 6 weeks. Springtime is not far away. I know it's getting started for winter. Springtime will be here before you know it. So the prepper tip of the day is start getting ready for that spring planting, your spring garden. Here's what you do. First of all, get that soil ready. It's going to be different things for different places. You may want to get the soil tested to see what nutrients it needs, and then get what it, and then get the items you need to build up the soil to have the proper nutrients in that soil. Get your garden seeds. You want, obviously, heritage garden seeds. Make sure your tools are all clean and sharp and in good repair. If they have a gas engine, that you run it dry. Do not put your gasoline-powered implements in storage with gasoline. You'll be sadly mistaken if you do. And any other thing you need, like a fertilizer and so forth, get all those items in stock, ready to go. And, of course, be ready to use the energy cleaner for your seedlings. Your seedlings will grow twice as fast when you use the energy cleaner with them. And then you might want to use energy cleaner outside as well. That signal really helps the plants grow faster and have a better yield. So that's your prepper tip of the day, is to get all those things done and get ready for the spring planting. We have open lines here at Republic Broadcasting. The call number is 800-313-9443. I know many of you listening have been active in years past with Tea Party, Oath Keepers, Republican Party, Gun Owners of America, National Rifle Association, other groups. Well, just because Donald Trump got elected doesn't mean you can back off from the things that you've been doing or used to be doing. It's now time to work harder than ever, quite frankly. We have a lot of challenges facing us. Of course, the 900-pound gorilla in the middle of the living room is the $19 trillion-plus debt. A lot of that is entitlements, for which there's no basis in the Constitution to be spending that money. Of course, Article 1, Section 8, it's kind of funny when men and women in Congress started referring to the opening clause of Article 1, Section 8, referring to the general welfare. It's not a clause. In fact, that happened really early in our republic. James Madison wrote Article 1, Section 8, and he said, "Gentlemen, if I intended this to be a clause which was all-encompassing to allow you to spend money on anything you want as part of the general welfare, why would I have all those real clauses in there?" Well, clearly and obviously, it was not a clause, but it's been treated as such for about 200 years now. How about that? Now, thank goodness for James Madison. He not only wrote most of the Constitution, including Article 1, Section 8, he also was a member of Congress and admonished Congress for spending money not authorized under Article 1, Section 8, which continues up to this day. It did back off a bit, especially under Andy Jackson. Andy Jackson was, in many ways, a great president, in some ways a complete failure when it came to what he did to the Native Americans in North Carolina, the Cherokees. But his fiscal policies were very sound and very pro-American and anti-big bank. We have periodically calls to write a new constitution, have a constitutional convention. Very, very dangerous. I do not support that. I will never support that. The Constitution is not driven by technology. It's written in such a manner as to be technology neutral. So when they said freedom of the press, they didn't say freedom of the printing press, did they? They said freedom of the press, which is a generic term that would include all technology at that time and in the future. When they wrote about in the Constitution, the Second Amendment, right to keep and bear arms by the militia, and it's kind of ironic. People who know better ignore who the militia is, which the militia is defined by federal statute and state statutes both. Federal statutes 18 to 40 or 45, I think it's 45. State statutes 18 to 60. I think it's federal's 18 to 40 and federal's 18 to 60. That's who the militia is right now in 2016. That is who the militia is. At the state level, all men and women 18 to 60 years old of sound mind and sound body. Keep and bear arms. They don't say keep and bear flintlock rifles. They say arms, don't they? It's very critical. Once you understand who the militia is, and that's the critical part of this that even the NRA is ignored for the most part. The NRA, for decades, and I'm a life member of the NRA, has been highlighting the right of people to keep and bear arms and not be infringed. And most of the time ignoring the first part of that, which has to do with the militia. Most of the time. It's critical to understand who the militia is. And what the liberals, the anti-gun liberals will say is, oh, the National Guard took the place of the militia. Well, show me where that happened. Show me the statute. I'll show you the statute. The statute which defines who the militia is. Federal militia, 18 to 40. State militias, 18 to 60. And by the way, the state militias allow people over age 60 to voluntarily be part of the state militia if they choose to. From 18 to 60, it's mandatory. Whether you want to be or not, you could be a diehard green person like David in San Francisco. Hi, David. And if you're between 18 and 60 in the state of California, these militia statutes are pretty consistent from between the 50 states. So you can be a diehard liberal, anti-gun liberal, and still be mandated to be part of the militia at the state level between 18 and 60 years old. How about that? Given no choice. So I support that, obviously. I'm against conscription of women. The only time I would agree with it would be in a absolute desperate situation, such as was faced by Russia when they were invaded by Germany, Israel in 1947, when it's a matter of draft the women or the whole country is defeated and destroyed. That's the only time I would support drafting women. It's wrong, in my opinion. And in the opinion of most people who are familiar with the history of the world and warfare, it's a quite rare occasion for a country to conscript its women. It's quite rare. It's happened very few times in history. And the times it has happened are fairly well known and fairly well understood as to why they did it. They had no choice. Now, Israel did, in fact, have women in combat in 1947, probably in the 48. They don't do that anymore. There's plenty of women in the Israeli military, but they, the Israeli military, they do their best to keep women out of combat. They do. And we should also. Our military, the U.S. military, has become the laughing stock of the planet. This belief that somehow Americans are not subject to biology, for one thing, that somehow American women are equal to American men, when that's not true of any other country on the planet. Russia doesn't think that. China doesn't think that. Maybe equal in terms of intellect, but not in terms of being a soldier. It's wrong, wrong, wrong for so many reasons. Now, the typical American civilian, if they know anything at all, what they believe they know is that American women going into the Army, Air Force, Navy, Marines, that they are held to the same standards as men. And what you'll hear a lot of times, well, if they can do it, why not let them? Well, they can't. They aren't held to the same standards. I was at a Toastmasters meeting, oh, this has been quite a while ago, maybe 10 years ago. Young lady was a graduate of Annapolis, it may have been Annapolis, either Annapolis or West Point, not that it matters. I think it was West Point, the more I think about it. And she was quite proud of the fact that she could outrun many of the male cadets, which I have no doubt she could. A petite woman, probably 5'2", 5'3", maybe 110, 115 pounds, soaking wet. I wasn't about to engage in any kind of discussion with her because I knew I was not going to convince her of anything. I knew that pointing out to her that, because I've debriefed men who were at West Point. In fact, a special forces captain I served with, he was at West Point when the first cadets showed up there, the female cadets in 1976. And this was only 3 years after the fact in 1979, so it was very fresh in his memory. It only happened 3 years before. He was an upperclassman. He says, John, when these young women showed up, now, they did a nationwide search for those first 18-year-old young women that showed up at West Point to find the brightest and the most athletic, the most motivated 18-year-old high school graduates that they could find, and they did. They did a nationwide search because this is a big deal. Military Academy, right at 200 years old at the time, the first women to be admitted as cadets. So they showed up, and what the captain told me, this Green Beret captain, he said, John, they had to reduce or eliminate every physical standard. They couldn't even handle the rifles, the M14 rifles, which in 1976 was a standard training rifle, and in 2016 is still a standard training rifle 40 years later. There's something called the Manual of Arms. Most people see it, for example, as part of the Manual of Arms at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Left shoulder arms, right shoulder arms, present arms, order arms, and last but not least, inspection arms. Not a single female cadet could do inspection arms with the M14. Not one. And these are the healthiest, most athletic 18-year-old cadets, females, that they could find in the entire country. Not a single one, that's what the captain told me, could do inspection arms. I'll paint a visual picture for you. This isn't TV, obviously, it's radio. You start out in the position of attention with the M14 at your right side. You're holding the barrel with your right hand. You lift up the rifle by the barrel with your right hand across your body crossways at about a 45-degree angle. You grasp the middle right around where the magazine is with your left hand and hold the rifle. Then you take your right hand, and with the what's called the knife edge of the right hand, that'd be the side of your palm away from your thumb, you push back against the bolt with the edge of your hand, reach over the top of the rifle with your thumb, and depress the locking mechanism that locks the bolt back in the open position. Then you put the right hand back on the pistol grip of the rifle and thrust it forward to the inspecting soldier, the officer or sergeant who's inspecting the M14. That's inspection arms. The part that none of the women could do was push back the bolt of the rifle and reach over their thumb to lock it back. Not a single woman could do that. They could all lift it up into that position, but none of them could push the bolt back. Now, you can't, if they put the butt of the rifle on the ground, they could push down the bolt and hold it open, which is kind of an embarrassing thing to do because not a single man had ever been that weak to have to do that. Not a single male cadet had ever been that weak to have to do that. And, of course, you can't do that because that's not Manual of Arms. We have a quandary here, don't we, ladies and gentlemen? We have Congress mandating women being there. They're not going to change Congress. We have the commandant of West Point mandating that every cadet do the Manual of Arms. That's not going to change. The women are as strong as these young women can get. They're not going to get any stronger. That's not going to happen. They're as strong as an 18-year-old woman can get. They're very athletic, very healthy, very athletic. Okay, there's three things that can't be changed. What's left? Only one thing. That's the rifle itself. Here's what they did. And this was 40 years ago and are still doing today. There'll be West Point cadets on the training field today, October 16th, 2016, with M14s. And the ones issued to the cadets are no longer rifles. They're display pieces because here's what happened. They took the rifles for the female cadets to the armory and said to the armorer, "Mr. Armorer, we need you to remove the recoil spring and cut sections of it out of it so that it's weak enough that the female cadets can overcome that spring and do inspection arms," which of course they did. It's no longer a rifle. It's a display piece. It will no longer shoot. It's a display piece only. So when you see these young women marching around in their beautiful uniforms at West Point carrying M14s, now you know, like I know, that not a single one of them can do inspection arms. And, of course, all the male cadets know that also. They know that if they were that weak, they'd be sent home to their mama. But the female cadets are given a pass on any and all physical requirements to be a cadet at West Point. Same thing's true at Annapolis for the U.S. Navy. Same thing's true. Of course, the Annapolis is also where the Marines cadets graduate from. And the same thing's true at Colorado Springs for the Air Force. All three service academies. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Ladies and gentlemen, I was talking to Wes Peters the other day. He said, John, you need to go to our website at Swiss America and check out all the special reports. So let's do that right now. I'm at my website, thelibertyman.com. Go to the tile right below me on the motorcycle, click on Swiss America, and you're there at the website. Go to News and Views, and then scroll down to Special Reports. When you do that, you'll find 22 reports waiting for you to read them. It's a great education on gold coins, silver coins, and economics. After you're done, it's probably time to go ahead and contact Wes Peters. Wes is a great guy. He'll help you out and help you achieve your goals. Wes's telephone number is 877-864-1072. I say again, 877-864-1072. Check it out. Do your homework. Do your research. And then contact Wes Peters. Thank you very much. All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on First Wednesday, the 16th of November. At my website, libertyman.com, you can help Republic Broadcasting. If you scroll down my homepage at thelibertyman.com, you'll see an orange sticker talking about $70 off an energy cleaner. Here's the deal. You mail in a postcard. We have a drawing every other Monday. The next drawing is coming Monday, the 21st of November. If your postcard is the one that gets drawn, you get to purchase an energy cleaner $70 off. How about that? $200 of the purchase price goes to Republic Broadcasting. That's a special promotion we got going until this coming August, so check that out. Also, several books you can download, free downloads. We've got The Art of War by General Sun Tzu, mandatory reading in all military academies worldwide, as far as I know. We've got The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Dr. Joseph Murphy, a book that can literally change your life in a very positive manner. Very Christian compatible, by the way. And the brand new one, just put on my website about 4 days ago, Matrix 3, Volume 2, 1,010 pages. Used copies of this book, Matrix 3, Volume 2, are selling on Amazon for $700. It's a free download at my website. Check it out. We're taking your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. I don't know how much the president can do. He's talked publicly about reversing Hussein Obama's executive orders. That would be a good thing. getting rid of most of Obamacare. I think the thing he wants to see the insurance companies be mandated to do is to not deny insurance with to people who have pre-existing conditions. Now, the last time John Moore had health insurance was, I'm going to say it would have been about 1977. About 1977. Now, I do have coverage if I have a motor vehicle accident, automobile or motorcycle. I have pretty good coverage there to take care of any injury suffered in a motor vehicle accident. I guess you could say my backup is the Veterans Administration. I've never signed up to get any of their services. But I don't, what health insurance pays for, with the exception of trauma care, and that's why I have great insurance with my motor vehicles, I don't particularly want anything to do with it. Seriously. Diagnosing symptoms and making symptoms go away with pharmaceutical products, that's mostly what allopathic medicine does. There's two kinds of medicine in this country, allopathic and homeopathic. Allopathic medicine diagnoses symptoms and makes symptoms go away with pharmaceutical products. I don't need it. I don't want it. I'm certainly not going to pay for insurance to cover something I don't want or need. Why would I do such a thing? I'll be hopefully talking to Dr. Brent Caudill here soon. And see if Brent is interested in getting back on the air with me. It's been a couple of years. He's a great guy. He's a medical doctor on one hand. On the other, he does focus a lot on homeopathic remedies as much as he can. Very knowledgeable, very bright, continues his study to gain more knowledge in the area of healthcare. Brent's on my list of people to call today, hopefully. So, this I'm in my fourth decade of not taking any pharmaceutical products. I began year 31 last month, October. This is my fourth decade of no pharmaceutical prescription products. And I am quite healthy. People ask me, how are you doing, John? I said, if I felt any better, I wouldn't be legal. Kind of a flippant answer, I know. But health for most Americans is doing whatever they want, eating whatever they choose, not eating what they don't choose to eat. And then if something goes wrong, they'll go to a medical doctor and get a prescription product to make that whatever's wrong go away. That's how most Americans look at health most of the time. And here's our bottom of the hour break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hi. My name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 16th of November. At my website, thelibertyman.com, you'll find interesting free downloads. I just mentioned articles that I've written, something I haven't talked about in quite a while, since it was Veterans Day last Friday. Maybe it's good to mention. A United States Senate subcommittee report on prisoners of war. This is an official government document, ladies and gentlemen, from the United States Senate. It documents the fact with evidence that American prisoners of war were left behind in communist prison camps at the end of World War I, at the end of World War II, at the end of the Korean War, and at the end of the Vietnam War, with the full knowledge of every sitting president at that time and thereafter. This is the real deal. A United States congressional report printed by the government printing office, free download at my website. Also on my website, you'll find Energy Cleaner. I just took delivery of a fresh batch from my friend Tom Berryhill, the manufacturer, yesterday. So we got energy cleaners in stock. We got mattress pads in stock. What are you waiting for? Are you a procrastinator? Probably. If you got pain issues from arthritis or low back pain, if you're not getting a great night's sleep, what are you waiting for? Because I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. You're risking nothing when you get your energy cleaner. Just had an email this morning from an energy cleaner user in Australia. I ship these things all over the planet. I figured out a long time ago, I believe it was New Zealand, was the farthest away you could get from the United States and still have English-speaking Caucasians. I ship these all over the planet. So check out the Energy Cleaner. It's only $285 shipping included. I do take PayPal, the most secure way to make any payment online. And yes, PayPal does take payments now. No excuse. You can spread out that $285, a little bit more for the mattress pad if you want one. Checks can be sent to my address at the LibertyMan.com. And, of course, I take MasterCard and Visa. Toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is. Don't try to call me. Order line only, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Taking your questions, calls, and comments at Republic Broadcasting. Our next caller is Lark in Texas. Good morning, Lark.
John, good morning. It's been a while.
Yes, sir, it has been.
Listen, I want to follow up on your comments regarding the West Point...
the cadets?
Yes. Cadets and the policies, etc. This goes all the way to the top brass today. And let me draw your and your listeners' attention to a couple of things. And, by the way, it might be interesting for you to invite on Alan Sobrowski sometime, who probably knows something about what I'm about to say.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
Well, who is Mr. Sobrowski?
Anyway, he used to be connected with the Army War College.
Okay. All right.
And he's been a frequent guest on internet radio, etc. But here's the deal. They are brainwashing the top brass at the Army War College. We're talking about future officers. And the way they're doing this is one of the textbooks that they employ is a book written by a man named Amitai Etzioni, the founder of the Communitarian Network in 1990 or 91, based out of George Washington University. This man is in his mid-80s. And has been called a quote-unquote special policy advisor to every American president since Jimmy Carter.
Really?
This is one of about 30
something. Spell his last name? Can you spell his last name for me?
Yes. E as in Edward, T as in Tom, Z as in zebra, I, O, N as in Nancy, I.
Gotcha.
His name in Hebrew means tree of life from Zion.
And his first name again is what?
Amitai, A-M, as in Mary, I-T as in Tom, A-I.
A-I, God, well, that's a mouthful.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, his real name is Werner Falk. His family emigrated to Palestine in the early 30s from Germany. He studied under a man named Martin Buber, B-U-B-E-R. And he fought alongside the Haganah during the early days prior to the establishment of the State of Israel. He's a professor emeritus at George Washington University near the White House. But he wrote a book, and it was written in, I think, 2006. And I could be mistaken, it may be 2012. But the name of the book is entitled Security First for a Moral, Muscular Foreign Policy. Security First for a Muscular, Moral Foreign Policy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this man is, because he's a special policy advisor, he's an advisor on domestic and foreign policy issues. And he was an advisor to the Clintons, the Bushes, the Obama administration. But this book basically illustrates precisely how it is that the top brass in the Army are being brainwashed. Now, these books are used in the curriculum across the U.S. military today. They're used in the curriculum in the universities. They're actual textbooks. Now, what this book undergirds is a bedrock communitarian legal doctrine known as responsibility to protect. And you can look it up all over the internet, R2P as in Paul. Now, this is bedrock communitarian legal doctrine. In fact, it was the pretext or the justification for all the bloodletting in the Middle East in the aftermath of 9/11. But it's important that you and your listeners know about this thing. Now, I've been sending out emails infrequently anymore. I want to think that I included you on my list. But it's important to ask certain questions and type them into any search engine.
I need to give you a little assistance here, Lark, in terms of some words you're using, verbiage. I would use the word indoctrination more than brainwash. Brainwash is a specific technique used in to alter somebody's brain and what they believe against their will. Indoctrination is probably more accurate as to what's taking place at the Army War College and in these West Point and Annapolis and so forth. I would use the word indoctrination. I interviewed one man who wrote. He was an officer who was forced to resign in the late 90s. He was expressing his concern about integration of females into the Corps. And here's what happened in the 1990s, Lark. All the officers who spoke up against the integration of women into the Corps, whether it's the Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, they were all found that their careers were smashed, destroyed, and over. So all the other officers figured out real quick, if they want to have a paycheck and a pension, to shut up and keep quiet, despite them knowing in their heart that it was wrong and it was not the right thing to do. They all shut up so they could maintain their careers and their pensions. That's what happened in the 1990s, and that continues to this day. So there's indoctrination going on one hand. On the other, many of these men, they know that these women have no place in the military. They keep their mouth shut so that they can maintain their career and their pension. So I think indoctrination might be a more accurate word than brainwashing. Lark, go ahead, please.
And I would buy that, John, but you know, we also need to look at this term of art called social engineering.
And, big part of it. You're right. That's a big part of it.
And all of us have been socially engineered since the time of our births, whether we realize it or not, and our parents and grandparents as well. But here's the reality of the world that we live in today. We live under communitarian law. So here's what I might suggest to you and your listeners. Type in any search engine. What is communitarian law? What is a communitarian? What is communitarianism? What the communitarians stand for? If you want to learn about European law, you can get a broad brush overview by simply going into any encyclopedia and typing in community acquis. And acquis is a French word, which is shorthand for acquis communautaire. Community acquis in any encyclopedia, A-C-Q-U-I-S. It's all over the Internet. And for a very good introduction to the topic, I might suggest they go on YouTube and type in a wolf in sheep's clothing. The Fabian Society, Communitarianism, and the New World Order. And they're going to find that there's over, I think there's close to 200 videos if you just type in the word communitarian or communitarianism. But what it combines together is corporatism, what we call capitalism, and communism. But see, the capitalist and the communist have the same identical objective, and that is ownership and control over all material assets and resources of the planet, especially of the humankind. This is the reality of the world we live in today. And what you spoke of earlier was what is a component of communitarianism, and that would be careerism and credentialism. And that's why the U.S. military is one of the greatest polluters on the planet. They're the people that are actually responsible for spraying us every day with these chemtrails. It's the U.S. military that's responsible for the fluoridation of our drinking water. And if anybody wants to learn about the current medical model, which places all America, in effect, into a killing field, They only need to do a search for Rockefeller Medicine. It's a downloadable PDF. It's also a documentary on YouTube. But I wanted to bring those things up today because
no one
is talking about what's going on at the Army War College. It's a scandal.
We need more calls like yours, and I want to encourage you to not be a stranger, Lark, and I thank you for your call, sir.
You betcha.
Okay. Next, we go to John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John. That was an interesting previous caller. You were talking about allopathic medicine, and I really wanted to call in and give you a little short story. About 3 years ago, I was at a restaurant with the church members, and we were eating, and we were talking about diet, and this guy looked at me, and with a straight face, he said to me, he says, "I can eat anything I want because I take two blood pressure medications."
Oh, boy. That is so sad. But actually, that's not that unusual. That's more common than you might think, John.
It's amazing. I just wanted to give you a short story.
Okay. Well,
anyway, take care, John.
Appreciate the call. The call number is 800-313-9443. The war colleges were, if I think I got this right, were company grade officers, which would typically be captains, and maybe even field grade officers. Which are company grade is second lieutenants, first lieutenants, and captains. Field grade is majors, lieutenant colonels, and colonels. And then we have flag rank officers, which of course are the generals. But the Army War College is where officers go to. It's kind of like a finishing school to further their education, further their career, make them eligible for promotion to a higher rank. In fact, I think my friend, I don't want to say something and be wrong about a friend of mine. I think may have been an instructor there. I think he was. I'm pretty sure he was an instructor at West Point, but I'm not sure about the Army War College. But this is very important to know these things. There were a lot of men officers who stood up against the integration of women into the Corps back in the 80s and 90s, both, and they were just smashed to the ground. Their careers destroyed. And finished as far as having a viable career in U.S. military. Your best commanders, both NCOs and officers, are very strong alpha males. Of course they are. And the persona of an alpha male is well known, well understood, and very much feared by the New World Order. Randy Weaver is an example of an alpha male. I don't know Randy that well. I've only talked to him once on the telephone. But, of course, we've all found out the federal government considers one middle-aged Green Beret alpha male as worthy of bringing in more than 300 federal law enforcement officers to deal with him. That's what we found out at the standoff in Ruby Ridge back in the mid-1990s. A lot of fear on the part of the federal government of one alpha male. What they've been doing for decades now, this goes back to the 70s, is making alpha males as uncomfortable as possible in the U.S. military. As uncomfortable as they can make it. When a officer is going to take his men out into the field on training, or it could be at Fort Leonard Wood, Fort Bragg, Fort Hood, doesn't matter which fort it is. There'll be an officer that goes with the field training exercise out there in the field to make sure that the men don't kill any snakes, cut down any trees, kill any birds, kill any fish. Now you got hundreds, sometimes thousands of men running around the forest with trucks, and tanks, and explosives, and weapons. You think a snake might die? Of course. Of course a snake might die. But and if one of the men in this outfit kills a snake inadvertently or on purpose, it doesn't matter, guess who gets fined? Well, the officer gets fined. How about that? We have our last break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How you doing? This is Jimmy from Zipa, and I want to talk to you a little bit about Black Friday and Cyber Monday. All you people that like to procrastinate, the people that like to go ahead on Black Friday the night before, and they camp out waiting for that great deal. Well, hello, newsflash, the deal for Zipa is now. The deal for Zipa is today. We do not reward procrastination. If you want a great price on a Zipa, go to Zipa.com and buy now. If you're going to go ahead and procrastinate, we're going to penalize you for it. What does that mean? That means the price of all the Zipas go up on Black Friday. And you know what happens on Cyber Monday? It goes up again. This is the last opportunity that you will have to get this great price for the Zipa. This is the time now. You wait till Black Friday, the price is going up. Because remember, sleep is priceless. Go to Zipa.com, that's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com, and get the deal now.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Wednesday, the 16th of November. Well, Donald Trump has a lot of work ahead of him, a lot of work, a lot of speculation about what he'll do, who his staff's going to be, who's going to be the Secretary of State, and the various cabinet positions, Secretary of Defense, and so forth. A lot to do. I think he's up to the task. He's been handling large, complex organizations most of his adult life. This won't be nothing new to him. as I frequently say, in most large organizations, doesn't matter whether it's General Motors or the government, have very similar things that go on in running a large organization. So I have no doubt that Donald Trump can do this. It's going to be a lot of resistance. I was watching a video of George Soros and all the dozens of organizations that he's sponsors financially that do not have America's best interests at heart. Literally dozens of them. They'll all be working against the Donald. So he's got a lot of work ahead of him. And all the assassination threats that have been made. I know the Secret Service will be doing its usual good job protecting the president and his family. Secret Service is a great bunch of men and women who do a great job, and if they called me, I'd be there in a heartbeat to help protect the president. I know I'm not going to get the call, but I would if I was called. Of course I would. I watched an interesting film the other day, London Has Fallen, which is is about an attack on the president in London. No particular thing of any consequence in the film in terms of any hidden deep meaning or anything, but it was a action-packed film. And I fully support the president. I hope that all Americans that can will get behind the president, encourage Congress to support the president, both the House and the Senate, so that majority of these things Obama did can be reversed, that we can get some good Supreme Court justices appointed. I would love to see Judge Bork appointed to the Supreme Court. Wouldn't that be great? The way that man was treated was criminal. A great guy who would make a great Supreme Court justice, Judge Bork. So we'll see. We shall see. The inauguration takes place in less than 2 months, the 20th day of January. This is the 16th of November. It will be 2017 in 6 weeks. Be here before you know it. So this is a time also to not slack up, not get behind on your preps. We have plenty of enemies. ISIS is very bold, and they're about to lose their caliphate that they established. They're going to have a virtual caliphate is what they're going to have, dispersed all over the planet with plenty of money. They were making $1 million a day in income when they had control of those oil fields, and they still got that money. Don't fool yourself. How many of these terrorists are in this country? Well, I'm not sure even the FBI knows. Wouldn't take very many to cause a lot of havoc in this country. And I'm sure they're waiting their orders to create the maximum havoc. Of course they are. And you need to be aware of this. Keep your situational awareness up. And most important of all, get your spiritual house in order. Very important. Whatever that is for you, I'm not going to tell you what it is. It's not my job to tell you what your spiritual belief should be. But I should advise you that you need to have that part of your life squared away and taken care of. It is very, very important. Could not be more important. So, do that. Get the spiritual part of your house taken care of. And it will become a lifelong quest for you. A good quest. A fun quest. That's what it will be. So do that, and you'll be glad you did. And we'll be back tomorrow morning with Tim Spencer and Tom Berryhill. Friday we'll have Ann Morrison and Dr. Phil Myers, our usual roundup of guests. And in the meantime, get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.